Hey, what's going on, good people? It's the cool one, the cool KG, bringing you the down low NFL week 3 quarterbacks. Somebody decided I'd rather do this later in the week because I do a lot of research and, you know, things happen. I make sure players are playing, this and that. So if I do everything early, like last year, I used to do everything early, or, you know, almost everything was done by Thursday. So by that time, I would have to go real over everything again for quarterback, this and that. Some happened in practice. So I figured, let me just start doing this later on. I got all the notes and stuff. And usually by Thursday's practice, you have an idea if somebody's playing or someone's not playing. Wednesday, Thursday's practice. So anyway, before we start, disclaimer, just for entertainment purposes only. I'm not affiliated with any sports book or casino, and that's what I was told. That's all I really have to say about that. This is for entertainment purpose only. All right, so let's go back to last week. One thing I didn't realize, that point totals don't mean shit. Because a lot of teams that are supposed to score in the 40s, you know, total score 40-something, you're talking about 50s and 60s. So point totals ain't shit. So if a lot of people took, like, the Jet game and a couple other games, and you had the over, you definitely won. So right now, I figured this out. NFL has changed. Football has changed. People are throwing the ball more. So it was, you know, wide open, five receiver sets, less running. And there's a back in the backfield. He has to be able to catch the ball. So it's more of an open game. So point totals are going to be up in a lot of the games that you don't think they're going to be up. But then you have, like, really great defenses like Tampa Bay and a couple other defenses that you're not expecting giant point totals unless they're putting them up. All right, enough said on that. Last week, like I said, we broke even, basically. Like I said, I had quarterbacks I thought they were going to do well. They ain't do well. And one was my man, Matty Ice. Now, I figured something out with him, but we'll get into all the quarterbacks in a minute. But something with that is, without your main man, you know, you shut down their main. If you can't move the ball down the field, either running or throwing swing passes or whatever, then you're in trouble. So, Matty Ice had a lot of problems last week. Colts didn't look good. They don't look good at all this year. That's my personal opinion. Maybe they'll turn it around still early in the season. Remember, there's 17 games now. So anyway, we're going to start off this week with, let's look at totals. I really don't want to, but we're going to look at totals. So you got Buffalo at Miami, 52.5. I like that. You have New Orleans going to Carolina, 40. I'm not sure about that, but, you know, we'll see about that. Chiefs going to Colts, 50. I think that's going to even be more. Detroit at Minnesota, 53. So now this week we have a lot of high totals. So there's some good stacking going on that you hopefully can count on. Philly going to Washington, 47. That's not a bad one. Raiders at Tennessee, 45. Houston, Chicago. Houston at Chicago, 40.5. Not feeling that. Cincinnati, Jets, 45. I probably don't feel that game myself, even though I'm a Jet fan. Jaguars at Chargers, 47.5. Yeah, possible. Atlanta at Seattle, 41. Kill. Green Bay at Tampa Bay, 41. Kill. LA at Arizona, 48. Not bad. And yeah, that's it. So there's some games you have 50s. So we're going to want to target some of them plays in those games. All right, and maybe run some stat correlations, but we run it all into that. And when I get down to tight ends, you always hear me talk about you can pair this one with this one, you can do this, you can stack that. That looks good. So anyway, as that is said, let's get down to these quarterbacks. Now, on the list, top quarterback 9,000 is Jared Allen, Buffalo at Miami. Nice total in that game. What's the total of that game again? Let me see real quick. 52.5. So that's a nice total for Jared Allen. going against a 23rd ranked passing defense. They're medium packing them, rushing, you know, stopping the run. So Jared Allen should have a field day. I tell you one thing about Jared Allen. When he want to run, he'll run. Like he did week one against the Rams. Last week against Tennessee, whose defense is horrible, he didn't run. You know why? Because he was passing the ball. Last week he threw, he had 38 attempts, 26 completions, 317, four tutties, 29-6-8. This is FanDuel scoring. And the week before that, he had 33.4 against, and he didn't run. See, if he would have ran in last week's game, he would have got over 30. And now his price is $9,000. That's a lot of money. But to me, he's one of the top quarterbacks of the slate. You can look at the top five quarterbacks, and you can pick your poison. You know what I'm saying? You definitely pick your poison. You go down to the bottom five, it's Russian roulette. So you can pick your poison. Next is Patrick Mahomes. You always got to put Allen Mahomes down. Mahomes, he's 8,700, but he's going against this team, man. Now, their defense is pretty well, you know, pretty good. But pass-wise, you're going against Patrick Mahomes, man. You're in trouble. He played the Chargers last week. He showed signs of glimmers, you know, of what Patrick Mahomes can do. 35 attempts, 24 completions, 235, two tutties. Ran twice for a minus one, so he only got 17. And they're like the 13th ranked defense. Now, Indiana is a 16th ranked defense. So I'm not really worrying about that with Patrick Mahomes. He should be able to do it. And that's a 50 total, too. So 8,700, Patrick Mahomes, looking good. And I like him. You know, he's one of the top. Like I tell you, I got tops and I got players who just play. And this is by no order. It's just the way I got it written down. Who's next on the list? Oh, Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts, 8,100. I think he's going to be popular. I really do. I really think he's going to be popular. He's going against Washington. He's going against Washington. And that's a 47.5 total. So I do like him in this spot. Last week he did well for me. He's one of the reasons why I regained a lot of my money, you know, best, especially in cash games. I had him in my, you know, some cash game lineups. All right, so last week, 31 attempts, 26 completions, 333, 333 yards, one touchdown, one interception. He ran 11 times, 57, two tutties, gamma 34. Now, he has run the ball 28 times in two games. So that's 14 attempts a game. So Jalen Hurts is going to run. And he's a great fantasy quarterback. You want quarterbacks like that, fantasy quarterback. And Washington is not a great defense. They're 28th against the run, 28th against the pass. They're 25th in the league, period. This is a guy that you have to really look at. I can't call him a sleeper. You know what I'm saying? He won the studs now. He's definitely a stud. So 8,100, Justin Hurts. I do like him a lot. And then we're going to go down to, like I said, I just got him in these orders. We're going to go down to somebody who's been stinking up the place. We're going to go to Joe Burrow. Last week against Dallas, you've seen what Dallas did to them. Just did them in. Unbelievable. 36 attempts, 24 completions, 199 yards, one tutty, four runs, 26. He got 16. They haven't won a game. They lost to Pittsburgh, and they lost to Dallas. And he fumbled, too. And that's another thing. He got fumbleitis. Everybody knows that Jamar Chase stuff. You get one time to do that, 1 year. You know, when we talk about another quarterback, I'm going to say the same thing. You get 1 year to do that. But this is a stackable game. Definitely is. So Joe Burrow, someone you can look at. Like I said, it's somebody you can definitely look at. He's 7,500. I'm not feeling that game. But if you want to be contrarian, that would be something to look at. All right, so next up is Carson Wentz. Wentz, beginning of the game, he looked like crap, and then he just balled out. 46 attempts, 30 completions, 337 yards, three touchdowns, one interception, two runs, 23 yards. He had a 28. Last week he had a 29, or the week before they had 29 against Jacksonville. So he's run the ball a couple of times. For his life and all that. He's a smart quarterback. He's averaging 29 a game. I do like him. He's at 7,500. You know, he's at 7,500 going against the Eagles. So this is one of them pick your poison games right here. Do you go Wentz or you go Hurts? You know what I'm saying? Especially if you're playing, if you're playing single, you try to get both of them in your lineup. But anyway, so 7,500 for him. It's not bad. You know what I'm saying? It's not bad. And he's thrown the ball over 40 times in both games. And he's got over 300 in both games. So he's averaging over 300 and throwing the ball 40 times a game in Washington. This is probably a game that they need to throw the ball a lot. 47.5. Philly got good defense, though. That's the only problem. Philly's defense, is they say mid-pack, but they ain't look that bad. I think they're just going to get better. I just think they're going to really get better. So, yeah, so Carson Wentz at 7,500, somebody to look at. Definitely somebody to look at. Troy Tuilaluga, Tuilaluva, I can't even get his name right. What he did last week was outstanding. What he do this week might be a problem. He's going against Buffalo. But I do like him. You know what I'm saying? If people pick him, I don't think people are going to pick him because he's going against Buffalo. Buffalo's the number one defense. Last week he went against the 32nd ranked defense. All right? There's a big difference. And when he played New England, he only got 14. Now, last week against Buffalo, he threw 50 times, which I don't know if he'll throw again. Maybe if this game don't stay close. 36 completions, 469, 6 touchdowns. I really doubt if he does that again. If he do, I got to start looking at him like he's Dan Marino. But he threw 2 interceptions, ran once. He don't run because he a little dude. He like 5. He like Kyler Murray size. They little. When they get out there and them big hefty guys run you down and squish you, it's a wrap. It's definitely a wrap. So I do like him. I do like him. I like him a lot. And he's 7,300. All right. So next on the list is Mariota. Marcus Mariota is somebody that I really haven't, watched really since college days when he was, all that hype on Marcus Mariota. They even had posters of Marcus Mariota in New York City when he was on Oregon. So, the hype on him, but when he got in the league, being a running quarterback, after watching all these Oregon games and watching him, he a running quarterback. But he tried not to run, but he do run. He's run 18 times this year for a total of 88 yards. So he's averaging 44 yards. Now passing, wasn't really too sure if he could still pass. Last week, 17, 26, 196, 2 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. That's the first time through. He got 15. And the week before that, when he played New Orleans, he got a 19. Now, he going against Seattle. Now, the only thing about Seattle is Seattle sucks. No Russell Wilson. We'll get into him and his Denver boys in a minute. But no Russell Wilson at all. The defense is 23rd in the league. Basically across the board. That's what they are. So with that going on, then you have a quarterback that, can really do something with his feet and his arms. With his feet and his arm. So he got weapons. So we're not worrying about Marcus Mariota anymore. All right? We don't worry about him anymore. All right, so, yeah. So that's my sleeper of the week is Marcus Mariota. Pardon what I'm doing. I had to run somewhere real quick, but I brought y'all with me so we could finish this. And Marcus Mariota is where we left off, and Marcus Mariota is where we're going to continue from. All right, after Mariota, we have Stafford. Now, Stafford, he's been okay. Going against Arizona, who hasn't been okay. So he has a chance to do something, and that's a stackable game. That's definitely a stackable game. And he's 7,700. All right, so last week, Stafford threw 36 times, completed 27, 272 yards, 3 touchdowns, 2 interceptions for a 20. In Buffalo, he threw 3 interceptions and fumbled for a 10. So he's in mid-pack, but this might be the bounce-back week for him. So I can see him getting off. That's a stackable game. He's 7,700, so I do like him a lot, Stafford. All right, so the next one is David Carr. Sometimes I don't know what to think about David Carr. They play Tennessee, and that's a fast track, too. Another one of those fast tracks. these artificial tears to me. Remember, if you remember back in the day with Kurt Warner, greatest show on turf, these fast tracks make you the greatest show on turf. So anyway, last week against Arizona, 39 attempts, 25 completions, 252 yards, 2 touchdowns. He rushed one time for 9 yards, had 18. So he's averaging 17 a game. Like I said, he's going against the 25th ranked defense. He's not a runner, so he got weapons. So with David Carr, Tennessee, you could try to stack that. But, you know, you just couldn't, you know, whatever you're going to do. But David Carr, 7,100, is somebody you definitely look at. All right, like I said, we will get to him. And we're going to get to him now with his dumb ass. Or do we get to him? No, we don't get to him. Not this week. That's right. I think he's playing on Sunday night. All right, so we leave him alone. But I did do research. All right, so let's go to Justin Herbert, 8,200. You know about his ribs, but this is why I'll be waiting to see. But he's they say he's back on track to play. He practiced yesterday, limited practice, but he threw some light stuff. But he's on track to play against Jaguars this Sunday. Now, last week against Kansas City, he threw 48 times, 33 completions, 333 yards, 4 touchdowns, an interception, ran twice. They say he's hurt. You know, that's what he said, his ribs. But, I mean, you put an extra flat jacket on, you're a quarterback, and you tell your line, don't let him hit me. That's basically it. So he's averaging 23 a game. He's supposed to be the MVP. I really don't think he's right now in the top five of MVP contention, but you never know how the season go. I do like him. I do like him at 8,200. I think he's going to be slept on out of all these quarterbacks. He'll be slept on out of the top five or the top six in money-wise. He'll be one that's going to be slept on. And, yeah, that's how I feel. You know, definitely feel about him. So, Justin Herbert, excuse me, is 8,200. I'm looking at 3 screens at one time. All right, so after him, we got Kirk Cousins. Kirk Cousins, 7,600. Stackable game playing Detroit. I like this game a lot. Going against Detroit's defense. One thing about Kirk Cousins, and this is their problem, and I'm going to be honest, you just can't throw to Justin Jefferson every time. Like I said, you get 1 year to do that. And then the next year, no team's going to allow you to do that, especially with these young wide receivers that can go buck wild. Jamar Chase, him, Johnson from Pittsburgh. They don't let the Claypool. They don't let these young bucks go wild. After you get 1 year to go wild, and then after that, you gotta refine your craft like Jerry Rice, and Moss, and the rest of them great wide receivers. Largent. I'll even go back to them. Lance Allworth. You know what I'm saying? I padded my game after Lance Allworth. You adjust, make them moves and cuts. So you adjust that. You don't just keep throwing to the same dude every time. You know that's why Kirk Cousins right now, to me, is one of the worst quarterbacks because he just keeps doing the same thing. Now, Detroit, Minnesota, you got Dalvin Cook. You throw him little passes or whatever. You're going to use Dalvin Cook this week. We'll get to him on the next podcast. So, anyway, Kirk Cousins last week, 46 attempts, 27 completions, 221 yards, 1 touchdown, 3 interceptions, ran twice, 20 yards for 11. He's averaging 15 because he played Green Bay, and they allowed him to get off a little bit. But he hasn't thrown for over 300 yards, and he's already thrown the ball a lot. You in 2 games on this team right here in Minnesota, you got to run Dalvin Cook. That's what I'm going to say. But he's 7,600 in a stackable game, so I do like him. Then you have Kyler Murray, Rams against Arizona. Nice game there. He's 7,800. Kyler Murray, he might be Russian roulette. All right, last week against Vegas, who's not really a great defense, 49 passes, 31 completions, which is great, 277 yards, 1 touchdown, 1 interception, ran 5 times, 28 yards. Now, in both games, he's only run 5 times. Now, basically, if you look at his record from being in the league, he's run at least like the first 8 or 9 weeks, like 11 times a game, 10, 9. These 5 times, they're controlling him so he don't break because he's little. He's like Tua. You know what I'm saying? Them little guys, they break, and they want him healthy. They feel they got a shot to go to the playoffs, but we'll see. And he's averaging 23 a game, which is great, going against the Rams, which is not that great. But the Rams' defense is not the same. But he just got to watch out for, you know, Donald and the rest of them and stuff. But, yeah, I do like him. I do like Kyler Murray in a very stackable game. All right, I already gave you my sleeper. Now, we can mention some other people, but who? Winston, no thank you. Joe Flacco, I have to see more. Oh, and Matt Ryan. Like I said, we're going to get to Matt Ryan. Matt Ryan is so horrible, his price is $6,700. He down there with Baker Mayfield and Matt Jones and the Mills and Geno Smith. Oh, that was another person, too. We'll get to him in a minute. That new has somebody else. I got another sleeper for you. But he ain't asleep. I just said his name. Anyway, Matty Ice going against Kansas City. He'll have to throw. You know? He'll have to throw going against Kansas City. That's and Kansas City is better stopping the run than they are stopping the pass. So he'll have to throw. Now, last week, like I said, last week was a crap show for him. Threw 30 times, 16 completions, 195 yards, 3 interceptions. When you don't have your main target, when you can't move the ball down the field, here I go with this again. When you can't move the ball, you know, throwing to your back, that if you have an elite back, of course you're going to hand it off. But like I was saying, most of now the scoring is high because everybody's throwing the ball. If you can't move the ball down the field and get in a scoring position, which some of these teams can't do, then you ain't going to be able to get off. And he can't get off. You know, Taylor didn't get off. He don't get off. You know what I'm saying? You have to have a balance. This team, Colts, is a balanced team. You have to have the run and the pass for Matty Ice to be nice. You know what I'm saying? So that's the problem with Matty Ice right now. You know, so now this week against Kansas City, he got his weapons. But now you're going against Mahomes. And Mahomes' weapons are very solid. And he's one of the top candidates for MVP this year. He don't play. So we don't like him. Baker Mayfield, you can keep Matt Jones and my other sleeper. And y'all might laugh, but if you want some really, I don't know what he is on DK, but this is somebody. If you play DraftKings, it might be somebody you want to look at. If you got two quarterback lead, this is definitely somebody you might want to look at. All right, Geno Smith, you can laugh all you want. He's throwing the ball. He's averaging 29 throwing attempts a game, and completions. He's averaging 23 completions. That's not bad. He hasn't thrown over for 200 yards in both games, but he's faced Denver, third-ranked defense, and San Fran, the first-ranked number one defense. Well, they were that, you know, last week. Now they're like number two or whatever. So Geno Smith, he don't run like he did when he was at West Virginia. He don't do that. I used to watch his games at West Virginia. I was a West Virginia fan. I was a Geno Smith fan. But 6,300. What you can do if you run a stack of game that might just shoot out because you're playing horrible teams, you know what I'm saying? Horrible defenses, then this would be a game that nobody's on. If you're looking for a millionaire maker, this might be how you can get to a millionaire maker with a Geno Smith, which is so crazy to say. Now, defense wise, they're like two of the worst defense, you know, Atlanta and Seattle. So, you know, that's something to think of. Anyway, that's it for the day on quarterbacks. We'll be back later tonight with the running backs. Just want to do a little bit more research on it. But as we said, I know this ran a little longer. I'm going to make it a little quicker because I did have to make a quick stop. That's why I ran a little longer. Running backs are deep and heavy. So I might have to default on that and just make my top 12. Anyway, you know what we say here. Let's get that money.